PTE Practice Speaking Test 1. Copyright 2020, Exam Sam Study Aids and Media. These recordings may not be copied. You should play the recording continuously. All of the appropriate timings are provided. Note that the system will not be recording your voice for any of the answers. The timings are given for practice purposes only. Item 1. Beginning in 40 seconds. You will now have 40 seconds to read aloud. You will hear a beep when your time has finished. Please begin speaking. Item 2, beginning in 40 seconds. You will now have 40 seconds to read aloud. Please begin speaking. Item 3, beginning in 40 seconds. You will now have 40 seconds to read aloud. Please begin speaking. item 4, beginning in 35 seconds. You will now have 35 seconds to read aloud. Please begin speaking. Item 5, beginning in 35 seconds. You will now have 35 seconds to read aloud. Please begin speaking. Item 6, beginning in 35 seconds. You will now have 35 seconds to read aloud. Please begin speaking. Item 7, beginning in 3 seconds.
Postgraduate students will need to learn to teach small groups as a degree requirement.
Now repeat the sentence. Item 8, beginning in 3 seconds.
She's already received a bachelor's degree in business studies from another university.
Now repeat the sentence. Item 9, beginning in 3 seconds.
Students will need to join the online platform to access the course materials.
Now, repeat the sentence. Item 10, beginning in 3 seconds.
The Conference on Language Learning will take place in London.
Now repeat the sentence. Item 11, beginning in 3 seconds.
Most online businesses earn income by placing advertising on their websites.
Now repeat the sentence. Item 12, beginning in 3 seconds.
Shanghai is an important city for international trade and commerce.
Now repeat the sentence. Item 13, beginning in 3 seconds.
Scientists are currently attempting to conduct research in order to investigate this issue.
Now repeat the sentence. Item 14, beginning in 3 seconds.
The final exam covers all of the topics that we have discussed this semester.
Now repeat the sentence. Item 15, beginning in 3 seconds.
We'll have a look at why this topic has become such a troublesome issue recently.
Now repeat the sentence. Item 16, beginning in 3 seconds.
There's a bank on the corner, opposite the student union.
Now repeat the sentence. Item 17. Now you have 25 seconds to prepare. Now describe the image. You have 40 seconds. You will hear a beep at the end of the time period. Please begin speaking. Item 18. Now you have 25 seconds to prepare. Now describe the image. You have 40 seconds. Please begin speaking. Item 19. Now you have 25 seconds to prepare. Now describe the image. You have 40 seconds. Please begin speaking. Item 20. Now you have 25 seconds to prepare. Now describe the image. You have 40 seconds. Please begin speaking. Item 21. Now you have 25 seconds to prepare. Now describe the image. You have 40 seconds. Please begin speaking. Item 22. Now you have 25 seconds to prepare. Now describe the image. You have 40 seconds. Please begin speaking. Item 23. Beginning in 2 seconds. In an article that you wrote recently, you were talking about the laws of physics over the centuries. Can you give us some more background about the development of some of these theories of physics?
Yes, I sure can. Well, 2,000 years ago, a theory developed that a central force moved objects toward the center of the Earth. So, this idea of a central force was really very significant.
Okay, so can you tell us more about what grew out of that theory?
Many important concepts grew out of that theory, but the first I'll talk about concerns the rate of falling objects. Really, around 700 years ago, physics started to be studied widely, and it was then discovered that objects with different weights fall to Earth at the same speed. So, for instance, a feather and a rock have the same rate when falling to the Earth.
Now you have 10 seconds to prepare. Now speak for 40 seconds. Please begin speaking. Item 24. Beginning in 3 seconds. In today's seminar, we're going to talk with Professor O'Connell about the qualities of a good teacher. Professor O'Connell, you've been teaching at the university for many years now. Can you recall the name of one of your favorite teachers?
My favorite teacher was Mrs. Martinson. She taught me in the 3rd grade when I was only 8 years old, and although I was quite young when she was my teacher, she left an indelible impression on me.
What do you remember most about her?
It's been many years since I saw Mrs. Martinson, but the thing I remember most fondly about her was the way she always encouraged me to do my best.
What do you think made her such a good teacher and role model?
I would sometimes get discouraged, especially during a math lesson, but she would never get impatient. She'd always come back to my desk where I was working and answer my questions in a very kind way. She taught me at a young age the importance of being kind in patience to others.
You have 10 seconds to prepare. Now speak for 40 seconds. Please begin speaking. Item 25, beginning in 2 seconds. Fair trade organizations have created what is known as fair trade coffee. This is based on a cooperative farming approach, which means that all of the farmers have to work together in order for the system to work. Coffee farmers must pay fees to take part, but in exchange for what they pay, they are guaranteed to receive a price per pound for their harvested coffee beans. Their fees are actually deducted from the amount they earn from the coffee beans, and then a small amount is also deducted for local classes and further education. Because, of course, without education about how best to grow their product, the program wouldn't be as successful as it is. Now, while the whole concept of fair trade coffee has its supporters, some people actually find fault with the system. The primary complaint seems to be that fair trade coffee beans are poor quality. But to understand this complaint about quality, we need to look at the different prices that coffee growers can get for their products. The coffee market is divided into different categories based on quality and price. So there are different quality classifications, from the lowest quality, which is called standard grade, to the highest quality, known as specialty grade. It has been discovered that some farmers sell their lower quality coffee as fair trade. And of course, this causes the quality of the coffee to suffer. Farmers end up selling their higher grade coffees on the open market, out of the fair trade system, because they can get a much higher price for it this way. So sometimes consumers who buy fair trade beans get a lower quality product, which may have a poor flavor. You have 10 seconds to prepare. Now speak for 40 seconds. Please begin speaking. For items 26 to 35, you will hear short questions. Please give your answers after each question at the sound of the beep. Item 26, beginning in 3 seconds.
How many years are there in a decade?
Item 27, beginning in 3 seconds.
What is worse, life in prison or a suspended sentence?
Item 28. Beginning in 3 seconds.
How many children are there in a set of triplets?
Item 29. Beginning in 3 seconds.
What is longer, an inch, a foot, or a mile?
Item 30. Beginning in 3 seconds. What type of equipment would most likely be used by a mechanic? Sewing machine, tools, or paintbrushes? Item 31. Beginning in 3 seconds.
How many sides are there in a pentagon?
Item 32. Beginning in 3 seconds.
Which is usually the safest to drink? Seawater, tap water, or bottled water?
Item 33. Beginning in 3 seconds.
What is the purpose of an X-ray? To see broken bones or to administer medicine?
Item 34. Beginning in 3 seconds.
How many years are there in a century?
Item 35. Beginning in 3 seconds.
What device can be used to mix food? A drill, a blender, or a chopping board?
That is the end of the practice speaking test.